Jason Weingand from RacerX Online, and we're going to be talking about Detroit, Toronto, and a whole lot of James Stewart next on All Action Sports Radio. And we're now on the line with Jason Weingand, RacerX Online editor, who also hosts the TV broadcast of Lucas Oil AMA Motocross and the GNCC Series, the largest and one of the most prestigious off-road racing series in the U.S. Jason, what a week it's been.
Yeah, absolutely. James Stewart, back. You never know, man.
You never know. Here's a guy who came in 12th, was a non-factor. And then, boom, out of nowhere, Detroit, there he is. And not only did he claim his third win of the season, he tied Ricky Carmichael for second on the all-time Supercross wins. I mean, with 48. That's quite an accomplishment, you know, for any rider.
Yeah, you know, the thing about James, it's just he had some really bad luck and stupid things happen the last few races. He had won two in a row, was riding as good as anyone, maybe better than anybody. And then he had a crash on the first lap in Atlanta. A crash in the first turn at Indy, and then the most million-to-one odds ever, Michael Lessie's handlebar, and what's the width of the handlebar, 2 inches, happened to collide with James' exhaust pipe, which is also about 2 inches wide. So, talking about a racetrack about 10 feet wide, and they both hit the same exact 2-inch part, and that ruined James' race in Daytona. So maybe this was stupid to think he was out, because he had three races where he just didn't have a chance, but riding-wise, he was good. So once he had good luck again, he wins again.
Hey, let me ask you a question. This is totally off the cuff. It's not part of my notes. Can he use the Ryan Dungey strategy to stay in the mix for the championships? I mean, kind of play this out for me. Can he just stay in the hunt and still have a chance, or does he have to win to beat Villopoto?
He's got to win. He's too many points behind right now. Plus, you have to do something at this point to kind of rattle the cages, because Villopoto, I don't think Villo is happy about only winning three races this deep into the season. But not winning and just being consistent has given him this points lead. I think if you're Stewart or anyone else, you have to just try to keep winning races, and hopefully that frustrates Villopoto enough to where he screws something up. You know, like he'll really want to go for a win one of these weeks, and maybe he'll push too hard. I don't think Villopoto's not trying, but I think at the same time, you have to give him some incentive to take unnecessary risks and force him into a mistake. And I think if you're Stewart, if you keep winning a bunch of races, Villopoto's just not going to be pumped on that. And maybe that would lead to him doing something crazy, although he's won three titles in a row. He's usually pretty good at managing it, but you got to go for it.
Well, Jason, that's what I'm saying. Are James Stewart's managers, his handlers, going, look, just get a third, get a second, don't go crazy, you know, trying to go, you know, let's avoid Cal at all costs, let Villopoto take the risk, and maybe you'll just come out on top. Do you play it safe, or you just keep going for it each race?
No, I think now you have to go for it. I think they were playing it safe at the beginning of the year. He was taking what he could get, but then the bad luck he's had at a couple of these and the crashes and stuff that have cost him points, it's not going to get you anywhere. You now have to do what it takes to get Villopoto mad. And I'd say, let's say Stewart wins again. He'll win two in a row if he wins this weekend. You got to think by the third race, Villopoto is going to say, I'm sick of getting beat by this guy. I want to beat him. And got maybe it. That makes him take a risk that he shouldn't take.
So, Toronto, go all out. Try and get 49. Beat Ricky Carmichael.
Yeah.
That's the strategy?
That's it. Got to win. Got to win and put the pressure on the other guys.
There you go. Hey, once again, Dean Wilson was the fastest in qualifying and for 2-2 Motorsports. I thought he was super impressive, but he ran out of gas again, right?
He's got a problem with the arm pump. He gets 10th during the race, his arms pump up. He's had the problem all year long, and it's a disaster. I don't know. It's been going on since January, so it doesn't look like the fix is coming anytime soon, and that's really bad.
So there's no quick fix for him?
I think if it was going to be fixed quickly, again, they would have had it fixed at the first race of the year right after New Year's, so this is a real issue. I think it's got to be either diet or training or something. But, you know, I talked to Chad Reed, who's running that team that Dean's riding on right now, and he's like, the sad thing is, if it hasn't been fixed in 3 months, I mean, it's not the kind of thing you're going to fix in a couple of days, you know?
No, we've seen behind the moto, those guys, how hard they work out and the things they do to stay in shape and get there. If he's not there, then the hope of him winning, you know, that just kind of went out the door until next season, right?
Yeah, I think so. Well, what it's really going to come down to for him, he's not going to win the 250 Supercross title unless there's huge bad luck for other guys. And this 450 thing is just a kind of a tryout. Mm-hmm. So the real focus for Dean is going to be motocross. That starts in the middle of May. So that's what he's got to get this thing sorted out by. That gives him 2 more months, basically, to get this figured out. That's when it's really going to hurt. The other titles and races are kind of gone anyway. But he'll lose another title if he can't figure this out by the springtime.
Got it. All right, for Toronto, Jason, who do you got? 10 seconds.
Let's go James Stewart again. Keep that pressure on.
Oh, yeah? James Stewart again? You going there? I thought you were going to...
Yeah, why not? I mean... The last 3 races he hasn't crashed in, he's won. Although I guess that's what we always say about James Stewart, right?
I thought you were going to pull out a Ken Roczen. You know, because I was feeling a little Ken Roczen today. You know, I was feeling a little Ken Roczen. I don't know why.
He's got a little, the momentum's not on his side, man. He's had a couple of bad races. He tends to shrug that off pretty good, but, you know, when it's not going your way in racing, it's not going your way sometimes. It's hard to pull out of that.
I like the young guns. All right, Jason Weingart, RacerX Online. Thank you so much for being part of our show. Coming up, we have big wave surfer Alex Gray. I'm